Grain futures, while they were sharply lower earlier in the session, we're seeing soybeans rally off their lows a dime already. Actually, they've traded unchanged. Corn has almost made it unchanged after being down around 6-7 cents. The wheat trade's still struggling as the air has come out of the Kansas wheat market. It doesn't matter that we are freeze-drying the crop. It's dry. It froze it again this morning, eastern Colorado, western Kansas. It doesn't matter, it seems, anymore as a price rally has taken place. The disparity between world wheat values and ours is being evident as our export sales continue to slow, but that is part of the market action, is to stop our exports of hard red winter wheat from occurring, as we will not likely have any exportable quantities to be seen. But still, the trade has softened, but the rally on the grains has come from what I talked about yesterday. The Iranians are about ready to do a Zelensky. And what do I mean by Zelensky or Ukraine it? Well, remember that time when President Trump literally threw Zelensky out of the White House when last minute he was trying to change the peace plan that was brokered between Russia and Ukraine, and it got nixed? Well, there was a peace plan that surfaced a few days ago, causing crude oil market to collapse to below $90 a barrel for a while, and actually this morning we were at 90 bucks again. But that ended about 8:30, and now we're up on the day, crude oil by over $2 a barrel, been up $2.50 to 97.50, almost challenging 100 bucks again, as the mullahs are saying, well, they want to have ships registered as they go through the Strait of Hormuz. And that's not part of Trump's plan. It's international waters. It needs to be free-flowing and have nothing to do with the Iranians. And so that reversed oil losses this morning and helped pump the beans and the corn off their lows, at least to get near unchanged for a while. But we're still in that May window now when spring rallies, they make a rally into May, but it's hard to sustain rallies unless there's absolute hard evidence that something in the world's going to hell. Well, at the moment, it's not yet, but if the crude oil market continues to take the tea leaf sign from the mullahs that we're going to be not having a deal here over the weekend, President Trump said about 5 minutes before I came on air here that if they have not agreed to the current deal by the time he gets back from his Chinese trip next weekend, bombing operations are going to be reestablished, and we're going to send more mullahs in search of their 72 virgins until we can get to some leaders that actually care about the Iranian people and don't care about nuclear enrichment. So currently, we find the beans for July off about 2.5 cents right now at 11.92 1/4. November off 2 3/4, 11.72 1/2. While the corn for July off 2.5 cents, 4.66. December corn off 2 1/4 at 4.87 3/4. In the wheat trade, they are taking apart the spread again of Kansas over July. Wheat has become wheat, and we have Kansas wheat at the mark of the beast right now, 6.66, down 21 cents, while July Chicago is down 7 1/4 at 6.10. Of course, as Kansas goes down, it takes the air out of the Minneapolis wheat as well, down 18 1/4 on July Minneapolis, 6.73 3/4. The September contract off 17 1/4 at 6.93 1/2. Now we get to cattle. Cash trade higher on the week. We've seen 258 here taking place in the South, and it's not even Friday yet. And the board is sharply lower. Well, part of that has to do with the crude oil market lighting back up again, stock market giving up early morning strength. And there was talk earlier today that President Trump was on the phone with President Lula of Brazil, and there was fears earlier that maybe there'll be a conversation of increasing beef quotas for the country of Brazil into the U.S. Well, that never took place, but still weakness in the cattle board remains in place. June cattle down 222 at 251.20. The August cattle off 272 at 246.17. Feeder cattle August off 650 at 366.60. October's down $6 at 362.85, while November gives up 595 at 359.92. The hogs are mixed. June down 20, 99.50. July is up 12, 102.37. And early sharp strength in the metals is evaporating. We had gold for June up to 4,775. Currently up 17 bucks, $4,711. Silver, July up 253 at 79.84. They had a high earlier, about $3 higher than present values. And the Bitcoin May contract down $1,685 at $80,050. Crude oil market, up 97, up a dollar a barrel right now at 96.10 on the June contract, up $1.26 on July, 92.46, while gasoline reinflates the June contract up a penny and a half at 347.57. That was down 15 cents earlier in the day. Diesel fuel, we're up almost 3 cents a gallon right now at $3.81.5. That too was down about 20 cents earlier in the day. So fast times continue in the energy markets. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com for a look at our newsletter for free for 30 days or our phone numbers to talk about livestock risk protection insurance. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.